Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, man. Tuesday, innit? Started off with David Guetta, Getting Over You, and then Ruby, Ruby, Ruby by Kaiser Chiefs. Good actual afternoon. How are you? Oh, here she is. Oh, here she is back.
Hi.
Right?
Yeah.
Feeling better than yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't make your fatal food poisoning mistake, did you?
I don't know what it was. It wasn't nice.
Had a prawn curry on Friday.
I didn't have prawns. I did make turkey burgers on Saturday night, but other people who ate the turkey burgers...
were fine.
...said it was fine, so...
Oh, mystery.
I don't know what it was.
24 hours. Mm. You look a little bit peaky, but I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, thank you.
Today... we have more World Cup knowledge from my guru, Lloyd. We have, what's occurring at 5:20. And we have another guest from Glee coming in. Mr. Schuster will make an appearance around 5 o'clock.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Podcast.
You know that you're the world's best interviewer, Becky?
Yes.
Your legendary interview with Ed Westwick, Chuck Bass, went global.
Oh, yes, that one did, yeah.
It was huge. It was, like, on entertainment programmes in America and everything.
So, did you been in London recently?
You are?
How long have you been here for?
I've been in London for about 2 weeks.
And do you like it?
I love it. It's great. It's great in London, especially in the summertime, you know. It's there's no place like it, so... it's been good hanging out and seeing people.
Yeah, that was good.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's like
I
say.
Do you come home often? Is a good way to start an interview?
It went global.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're ever off again, I know you were off yesterday, it was a bit short notice. If you're ever off again, could you give us a bit more notice next time? A bit more warning?
Right.
Because I think that I have found someone better than you at interviewing.
Impossible.
You say that. I want you to hear these clips. It's Peter Andre.
What? Now, of course he's going to be better than me at interviewing. He's
question,
better.
Did you both go to the same journalism college?
No, I don't think so. I'd have remembered him if he was in my year.
Now, I love Peter Andre, I actually do. But I've got a clip of him interviewing Julian Clary on the 5 o'clock show last week. What a meeting that is. Julian Clary and Peter Andre together on one live TV show. And it's like you have written the questions for him. Okay, be honest with me, look me in the eye. Are you now a researcher on the 5 o'clock show and that's where you were yesterday at this time?
No.
Are you moonlighting somewhere else?
No.
Because I'll find out if you're cheating.
Okay. No, I wouldn't.
Look me in the eye.
Promise. I'm such a bad liar.
Look at me.
I'm not lying, but I would be such a bad...
Look at me, look at me.
Don't do that stupid face. Everyone's going to laugh.
Just doing the staring game. Okay, right. So here's why I think that you maybe wrote the questions, Peter Andre, or at least you must have gone to the same kind of school of interviewing. Check this out.
There's a reason I'm asking you this question about who do you compare yourself the most to, Agatha Christie or Jackie Collins?
between the two. I don't actually know if I've ever read Agatha Christie. I certainly read some Joan Collins. Is that the only choice I have?
That was the only choice that you had because that was the only choice I was told to ask you.
Okay.
That was Bert's fault, again.
What about, you know, Muriel Spark or Faye Weldon or other people?
That's what they asked me to ask you, so I thought I'd ask you.
Okay.
You see, it's similar in its approach. Do you not think?
Yeah. So, did you, been in London recently?
It's similar.
It is.
Here's another bit of Pete.
Now, Noel Coward's house. I know he sung as well, didn't he? But he was, you've taken his house.
I haven't taken it. I bought it, Your Honour.
Right. It's going well.
It's just a nervous thing, isn't it? When you're like,
what sort of stuff do you do when you're here?
He was a singer as well as a playwright.
Yeah, he wrote and composed lots of songs, yes.
No relevance, really, is it?
No, I wondered where you were going with that line.
Have you still got your rats?
Oh, God.
Oh, bless him.
I know, he could help you out. He could show you a thing or two.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tom.
Tom?
Yeah, Tom Everson.
What's going on, Tom?
Not very good. We're on the side of the road.
Why?
We've broken down in our little white car.
Oh, no. Who are you with?
Yeah, I'm with my friend Sophie.
Okay, and what are your plans? What are you late for?
Well, we're supposed to be... We've got tickets to watch the Sex and the City film tonight.
And you've broken down how far away from the cinema?
A long way, like outside Exeter. And we're going in Brighton.
You're going to the cinema in Brighton?
Yeah.
Is it a special trip just to see the film?
Yeah, it's a special trip. We've always wanted to go down to Brighton and just thought it'd be a great time to get a little getaway.
But, Tom, I think it is on in Exeter.
Well,
Is it? But we've booked tickets in Brighton.
Did you say I wouldn't be sure?
Yeah. Things tend to come a bit slower to the southwest. I can say that because I'm from Somerset, so the kind of...
What are you up to at the moment? Home Alone 2?
Shrek.
Chilling on the hard shoulder.
No, not you. I'm in the film situation in Exeter. Anyway, you have a lovely time in Brighton when you get there.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Do you know what, though, Tom? I've got to be honest. If you miss it, it's really not the end of the world.
No, it is. It's brilliant.
It is not.
Don't listen to what they say. It is brilliant. Sex and City 2 is brilliant.
Yeah, Bob Binns.
I'm a massive Sarah Parker fan.
You're a massive Sarah Jessica Parker fan?
Yeah, massive fan.
You will love it. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
All right,
some people say that she looks like a horse, but I don't agree.
No, me neither.
No.
I don't.
Well, I'm glad we share the same opinion. So.
We do, Tom. I just hope you get to that cinema. Oh,
did you see the Who Do You Think You Are? Sarah Jessica Parker special?
Yeah, I saw it.
Was it good?
Yeah, really good. That is amazing. It is really good.
I think someone sent an idea in for that for What's Occurring, which we might use at some point. Okay, thank you very much, Tom.
All right, you stay sweet, Scott.
You stay sweet, all right? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. And here is my World Cup expert, Lloyd.
Hello, everyone.
Hello there.
How are you?
All right, cheers. Are you in your normal place in the car park?
I am, yes.
And you go there every day to give us your World Cup report, don't you?
Yeah.
There's going to be a blue plaque up there one day, you know, in that car park.
Blue plaque?
A blue plaque, you know that?
Like you get on famous old people's houses.
Oh, right, OK.
Do you not have houses with blue plaques on in Oswestry?
No, no one's famous from Oswestry.
OK, well, you could be the first blue plaque.
I could be.
Is there no one famous from Oswestry?
No, I can't think of anyone.
We're just looking that up.
Who?
Yeah, no, doesn't look like
no
it.
No one, no. You'll be fine.
Frank Bath.
That's before my time.
Did someone just shout Frank Boff and you went, who?
Yeah, that was Mum.
Ian Wiesnam off of golf.
My dad used to play golf with him.
Really?
Mm.
What, Frank Boff?
No, Ian Wiesnam.
Okay, so we're in the car park and we're ready to report on today's games. First off, what have we got?
New Zealand versus Slovakia. It's already finished.
Yes.
It was 1-1.
I know, some people thought that would be rubbish, didn't they?
Yeah.
But then, what happened right at the end?
New Zealand scored.
Yeah, right at the last minute, wasn't it?
Yep.
And everyone thought they were total rubbish, so well done to New Zealand.
Yeah.
That is my favourite thing about football, when you're at a game and it's about, like, I don't know, 89 minutes in and the people get up to leave and they're walking back to their car and then you just hear the cheer because they've missed the goal.
You see, New Zealand, rubbish at football, apart from today.
Did you hear the commentators? They were a bit dodgy.
They were dodgy, weren't they?
Yeah.
Did you have your red button on, though?
No, I was in school, but Bum said it was much better than the normal stuff.
It was Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave doing their alternative commentary on the red button.
Every time I looked on, he was just stuffing his face with pizza and wiping it off with a napkin and going... Whoop, whoop.
Mum loved the tip about the grass stains.
What was that?
They gave a tip on how to get grass stains out of clothes.
So you don't get that about grass stains, do you? From the other commentators?
Only from Radio 1.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, what's going on right now?
Ivory Coast are playing Portugal.
Don't watch that, please, everybody. Keep listening to this show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's and a then... rubbish match, anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, we were just listening to it on 5 Live.
How dare you? How could you?
I am the football guru.
Yeah, you also work for this show at the moment, son. Okay, so they're on now. What about tonight?
Well, it's the big game tonight. It's Brazil versus North Korea.
Yes.
Well, would you like some reasons to support Brazil?
Yes, please.
Well, they're your team in the sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah, they are my team in the sweepstakes.
Yeah? How quickly you forget.
I think I did rather well there.
Their goalkeeper is called Julio Cesar.
Julius Cesar?
Yeah, Julius Cesar.
Like off of a salad?
Cesar salad, yeah.
That's better than Buffon.
Buffon.
Didn't he get sent off?
No, substituted.
Oh, okay.
Same.
So we've got Julius Cesar in Brazil. Who else?
Kaká.
Sorry?
Kaká. We have a player called Kaká.
Kaká?
Yeah.
But that's not what I should shout, is it?
No, you should shout Lambada.
Lambada!
Lambada!
Okay. Any other reasons to support Brazil?
Well, reasons for women to support Brazil. They can relate to them if they have a certain type of haircut.
Lloyd, you really have grown up.
So, I should shout Lambada, and that is definitely Brazilian for goal.
Yeah.
You promised me, because there was some debate about what Italian for goal was yesterday when you said it.
Yeah, it's definitely goal.
Okay, well, I trust you. You're my World Cup
guru.
Good
luck with that one.
What about North Korea, if we're supporting them?
They're one of the worst teams ever.
Oh, I like an underdog.
They're the only totalitarian Stalinist dictatorship taking part.
Hmm.
Good for them.
Yep.
And what about if North Korea should happen to score? Not that that's likely by the sounds of it.
You should shout Kim Jong-il.
And that's North Korean for goal, is it?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-il. I'm not shouting that in a pub.
You have to. It's the North Korean word for goal.
He's their dictator bloke.
Is he?
Yeah, look him up on Google. Can I have a blow on your vuvuzela before you go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hang on. What's winding down the windows? Oh.
That was rubbish.
There's a lady coming.
Again, louder.
She's staring at me.
Okay, well, Kim Jong-il to you.
Kim Jong-il.
And we'll speak to you tomorrow for more amazing World Cup tips.
Oh, Scott, can I just say hello to everyone in my class, 9B, so they'll stop mithering me.
What are they mithering you about?
They want their names to be said on the radio.
Okay, cool. Hello, 9B.
Thank you.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Matthew Morrison is here, who plays Will Schuster in Glee. Hello.
Oh, we're doing this now?
We're on, yeah.
All right,
and
let's
it's
do
live.
It.
Please don't
Come on
swear.
Now.
You thought we were just having a chat.
I thought you were playing another song.
Yeah, we're on.
All right.
Welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know you just flown in from New York, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Got in last night.
What were you doing there?
I was performing at the Tony Awards. I did a little All I Need Is the Girl. It's from the musical Gypsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have a theatre background. Are you still kind of involved in that?
As much as I want to be, but I can't really be, just because, you know, the TV show kind of takes all of my time up.
Mm. Okay. So, straight in from New York to London, we had Artie, played by Kevin, on the show yesterday.
He says hi. He's a big fan of yours.
Yeah. Weird. But that was before the final episode aired, so he didn't want to tell us much about the show.
Right.
And now the final show has been on. But a lot of people still won't have seen it because they have recorded it. It was only on last night.
Oh, so should we not talk about
it? Well, here's the thing. I'm just thinking we probably shouldn't say too much, but I'd like to talk about it. So let's try and do it, but keep it generic.
Okay.
So
I like generic. I'm good at that.
Well, Matthew, what a result in the sectionals.
Yeah, what a result.
Wow.
It was crazy, right?
Who'd have thought that would have happened?
I know. Who'd have thunk it?
Incredible. Good to see that your character and Emma got on so well in the last episode.
Or we didn't.
Or maybe not.
I don't know.
Yep.
It was interesting how that relationship worked out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Just keeping it generic for you people that haven't seen it yet. And finally, I never thought that Sue Sylvester would do that.
I never thought so either.
Who would have thought she had that in her?
I can't believe it. Wow.
Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we've covered it there.
And she wore a tracksuit in that scene.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I give it away. I'm
God.
So sorry. Whoops.
What have you done? See, we're going to complaints now. What we can say is that you did you cried quite a lot in the final episode, which kind of set me off.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it was a very emotional episode. It was, while we were filming it, it was very emotional just because we've become such a family as a cast. I know it's so cliche to say that, but, and it was kind of like the last time we knew we were going to be with each other. So we, it was very sad just because we knew, you know, everyone was going to be leaving for their little holiday, but,
But you'll be back, we'll or be maybe back. You won't.
Oh, no, we'll definitely be back.
I can't do this generic thing anymore.
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. Will Schuster's pregnant. That's what you missed.
I would say that you probably cry more than anyone else in the show. You're a very emotional character.
Yeah, I would say that too.
How do you do that? How do you cry on demand? Because that must be really hard.
You know, just as an actor, you know, I really think about the situation that I'm going into and how I would react. And sometimes even in scenes where I'm not supposed to cry, sometimes it just kind of comes out. Mm.
See, in my various roles in Casualty, Hollyoaks, The Bill, all big UK shows, Skins, I've never actually been required to cry in a scene yet. But I am dreading that day the script lands on my desk asking me to cry because I just don't think I've got it in me.
Well,
you've only ever been on for like 2 seconds and most of them haven't even been speaking parts.
That doesn't matter.
What was Skins? Did you like go...
He either played himself.
It's not that kind of show, Matthew. It's a very popular...
I mean, no. That sounds like a show I'd watch.
Yeah. But how do you... I mean, if you wanted to, could you teach me how to cry on demand right now, or could you do it right now?
I'm almost crying looking at you right now.
No, sorry. I just think it must be hard. We've done this on the show before where we try and make people cry and it just doesn't happen.
You know, sometimes if you can't get there emotionally inside, just try to stare at something and not blink and you'll probably cry.
So in times, like on set, the days where you can't bring it from anywhere, you just stare at something until you cry.
No, honestly, like a little trick of the trade, there's actually the makeup department has this thing and it's like a little whistle almost, and they blow it this powder or something into your eyes. It's like a glycerin.
They try and blind you.
Yeah, yeah. You're blind, but you're crying.
Yeah, and that's what they want.
You can't see anything, but you're crying.
Brilliant. that's a really good bit of insider gossip there. I think the relationship between you and Emma in the show has been really sweet because it's been kind of really innocent, hasn't it?
It has been. And I love that, you know, they kind of play with it. Like, are we going to get together or are we not?
Are you?
I don't know, to be honest.
Are they going to get married?
I don't know.
Oh. Is that all in season two?
It's funny because, you know, he's gone from this wife who is completely crazy. Mm. But, you know, he's trying to get with Emma, but she's kind of her own crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
So he's trading one crazy for another.
Now, the thing I think I would find hardest about your role is the constant jokes about your hair from Sue. Let's have a couple of these now.
Hey, buddy, get a haircut? Looks awful.
That's one.
You know what else I'm going to bring? I'm going to bring some Asian cookery to rub your head with. Because right now you got enough product in your hair to season a walk.
And my personal favorite.
Oh, hey, William. I thought I smelled cookies wafting from the ovens of the little elves who live in your hair.
Oh, hang on, this one's good too.
I don't trust a man with curly hair. I can't help picturing small birds laying sulfurous eggs in there, and I find it disgusting.
How do you not say that personally? That's your hair. She's talking about...
She's amazing.
Is she amazing
or
what?
Oh, gosh. You know, it spawned from the creator of our show, who's follically challenged. And he's incredibly jealous of my hair. And
I've got hair envy. Your hair is so much thicker than mine.
Well, thank you very much.
Can
you
we
have
touch
hair,
it?
Though.
Can we touch it?
You can touch it.
Thank you.
Come over here.
Right, you first.
Here we go.
Well,
come on.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Okay. It's so good.
We had a bet on with the listeners that we were allowed
hair.
To touch your hair. Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's so good,
soft,
isn't
right?
it?
You know what my trick is?
Yeah.
Do you know what Lubriderm is?
I'm sorry?
No.
Lubriderm?
Sounds good.
It sounds really good. Lubriderm. I'm going to Google that right now, Matthew.
I think that's...
Is that safe to do at work?
Yeah. What, Lubriderm? Yeah. It's just like a lotion, like a body lotion. And I just...
I found it.
Six squirts and just pop it in my head.
£3.29.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to buy some.
You're going to get some of that,
aren't you? Yeah, of course
I
am. I want locks like that. Who wouldn't? How do you not laugh when you're doing those scenes with Jane Lynch? Do you?
Yeah.
How many takes would you... Because her lines are really complex as well. She has to really get them out, doesn't she? There's a lot of complication.
Well, the thing is, we're the only two characters in the show they really do this with, is we'll do a couple takes as scripted, and then they just say, go. and we just ad lib and make stuff up, and that's where it gets really fun. And that's a lot of stuff you see in the show is us just making lines up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's an ad lib thing, and, and that's the one they'll use.
Usually, because those are the most fun ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I laugh a little too much. I ruin a lot of takes because she breaks me.
Yeah,
I've broken her twice, though. I'm very proud of that.
I wouldn't be able to do that with her. I'd just be laughing all the time. I mean, also, because it is your hair. For instance, I've got a moon face. I'm known for it, right?
A what face?
A moon face. But if people called me moon face constantly on a TV show all the time, I would take issue with that. It would upset me. Try it now. Go on, call me moon face.
Moon face.
You see? I'm upset.
Yeah.
Just drop it into a conversation. Go on, into a sentence.
Well. Nice moon face there, Scott.
Oh, no, you're not.
That wasn't
it.
Really good sentence.
That wasn't very good, was it?
I can't think. No. I was worried you might cry.
I can't.
That would solve all your problems.
I can't.
Well, you got a moon face, and then your smile makes it like a crescent moon face.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I see. I'm getting upset now. You know, we've been talking on this show for a while about... do you know about massage face?
No.
A face you do when you're having a massage. Like that. That's mine.
Okay.
Sometimes, oh, I can't look when
sometimes
it
you pour your massage face when you're singing.
I do. I haven't...
Massage face, yeah.
I have a massage face when I'm singing?
Yeah, sometimes.
How do you know what my massage face is?
Exactly,
guessing.
Scott.
Have you given me a massage?
I don't remember that.
Do you want to give me a massage?
Not now. But no, I just wonder if you were aware of the massage face, and if you could bring it back to America with you, that would be good. Take it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of people have it when they're singing.
Yeah, I will take it back with me.
Thank you very
and,
much.
I like getting a massage. So
Okay, it's probably the same face that you do when you're singing.
But you know, massage. Is it pre-massage or post? Because post is totally different. You get up out of that little thing that they put you in, and your face looks all distorted. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's a during.
During, I think.
Oh,
when
during.
They do like a really big knot when they sort that out, that sort of face.
Oh, that's a scary face. Okay, what are we talking about?
Come on. I know, I don't know. It's just something we've been... This whole show is like this.
Come on, Moonface, get back on the subject.
Thank you. Now it's over. There's a big kind of glee-shaped hole in people's lives, right? And we're hearing that we might not see the new series until maybe even Christmas or after. How can Glee fans cope with this massive kind of hole? How about a Glee live tour in the UK? Can you sort it out?
I don't think I'm going to make that one happen. Maybe next year. I think you can buy Glee music.
Yeah, you can. Apparently you can, yeah. I've heard about that, yeah. Okay, well, a tour would be good, though. We tried to get Artie, Kevin, involved yesterday, and unfortunately he delegated all his answers to Pam, and poor Pam didn't know what to do. She was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So no one's really saying yes or no at the moment, but
it would
be
nice. I'll bring it over here.
Will you?
I won't be a part of it, but I'll get the kids together.
Okay, because I was leaving it with Pam, and I don't know what Pam's saying.
Yeah.
So okay.
I'll work up some numbers.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I've heard that you are in London, obviously, to promote Glee and to talk about Glee, but also, is it true that you're recording... an album yourself?
I am doing my solo debut album.
Okay. Are you the new Bublé?
I am, yeah, I guess. It's going to be a big orchestra behind me, but it's going to be like beats infused so that I can dance as well.
Okay.
So I call it Bublé.
That's
like
good.
Bublé
and Timberlake.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. What kind of songs? Is it all original songs?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of writing sessions. I'm actually working with some people over here. Egg White has done a lot of stuff.
You know Egg White.
Yeah, you know Egg White.
Do I?
Yeah.
I know Eggy Lee, but I don't know Egg White.
There's another egg?
Yeah,
Eggy
Lee.
I know scrambled
Lee.
Egg.
No, Eggy Lee.
Yeah, so just a couple of producers, and it's I'm excited. It's a cool process. Because as an actor, you're so busy playing other parts, but as a musician, you kind of, it's about you, you know? So I'm excited to tell everyone who I am.
And when do you hope to bring this out?
Hopefully November.
Whoa.
Oh, that'll fill a bit of the Glee gap.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
see,
what I'm talking
that's
about.
A part of the Glee.
But, you know, UK, you guys, it'll probably be February for you guys.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding.
Because we're so behind.
We're so behind. we've got the internet now, haven't we?
Yeah,
so
there
we
only go. Just though.
Yeah.
You don't have Lubriderm, obviously, so.
We will in a minute. I'm going to order it. Since the show, has your life changed massively?
Yeah, it has.
What's different?
It's funny, I don't feel like I'm different at all, but I feel like the people around me are different. I can't walk 5 feet without stopping for a picture. Mm-hmm. As an actor, you work so hard to finally get to this place, so you can't be mad when it actually happens. But sometimes it's a little overwhelming.
Where does it happen the most? Is it happening in London a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
LA, yeah. New York's the best city. just because New Yorkers don't really
care.
Yeah.
As much.
Yeah, no, that's I love New York for that
so
reason.
So in New York, you could walk along the street and people would notice you, but they just go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that guy's on the show. Yeah.
Do you, we're obsessed with this, do you have a private jet yet? Or have you been in one?
I've still never been in one.
That'll happen.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
And when you stay in...
Been in one, Mufesh?
No, I haven't, actually. I like how you're just dropping it in now, though. Really good. When you stay in hotels, what are the rooms like now?
Pretty amazing.
Are they bigger than your own house?
They're bigger than my New York apartment, yeah. Yeah.
And what else do we want to know about his hotel? We love hotels.
I love hotels. Also, how big's your TV?
Yes. We asked P. Diddy this on
Friday. In the hotel?
No, yeah. In your house.
I don't have a TV in my home.
Oh!
Yeah. You don't watch TV?
No.
So you've never watched yourself on Glee?
I have. Watched on the computer.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah, you can watch on the computer.
Yeah.
P. Diddy's is 200 inches, actually.
200 inches?
Yeah, 200 inches. And he's got a 42-inch in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. He likes TV, though, unlike yourself. Is it strange travelling with an entourage of so many people?
I don't know any of those people outside.
You don't know who they are?
No. At least you admit it. Most people come in and they're like...
Oh, yeah, I know
one person in there. Not even Eric Podwell.
Oh.
No.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. He doesn't know who you are.
No.
Oh, here they're going.
They're off.
Oh, well. Matthew, so much. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
Been great
thanks
to
for
see
having
you.
Me.
No worries. Lots of fans waiting for you outside.
Yeah, I got molested when I walked in.
Yeah.
But I got a really cool gift from someone, a really cool hat.
Oh, I saw the lady with the hat.
Yeah.
I think it's her birthday.
That's what she said.
And
she's giving me a present on her birthday.
I think that she spent her birthday money that she got on a hat for you.
Oh, bless her.
How cool is that?
I'm going to wear it out of this place.
Yeah, do
yeah.
it. Nice one. Right, we're going to play Over the Rainbow, which is, I don't think it's too much of a plot spoiler, as long as we don't say what happened around the terrible funeral scene last night.
And the pregnancy scare.
Thank you very much, Matthew, for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Can I just point out, he's not doing like a Hyacinth Bouquet thing where his name's Bucket and then Bouquet. It's not Travis and then he's now saying Travi. It's T-R-A-V-I-E, even, all right?
Why did he change it? Oh, I don't want to go into it now.
Don't really want to talk about it too long. We've got to rattle on, I'm afraid. It's time for Oh, What's Occurring. It's a shorter one today because of our guest, Will Schuster. Hi, Sabina.
Hi.
You all right?
I'm good, thank you.
What did your friends think of you talking to Artie off of Glee yesterday?
Oh, she was very happy.
Well, oh, bless. Was that Joe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were you excited? Do you watch Glee?
No.
No, you didn't even know who he was, did you?
I'm the faintest idea.
What's your day been today then, Sabina?
It's been a bit boring, just doing revision and stuff.
What about tonight?
I haven't really got much planned, to be honest.
More revision?
Unfortunately, probably.
Boo.
Boo.
Okay.
That's boring.
It was Kevin's birthday today, yesterday rather, and he did win. So, yeah. But we want to keep you on because you're brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
So let's play again. Becky's back.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. Becky, is there anyone out there who doesn't like you?
Yeah.
How many?
I don't know. Just look at the text now. They're texting all the time. Aww. No, I don't know. God, I'd imagine so, but they're not going to tell you, are they? Well, they might do.
Do you have a feeling that there are people that don't like you?
One of my friend's girlfriends really doesn't like me. But I don't know why. I'm nice. There's always a girl that doesn't like you somewhere if you're another girl.
Girls are weird with each other. They really are.
And you never know why or what you've done. But boys don't seem to do that. But girls, there's always at least one girl that doesn't like you.
Okay. Now we went on to Stupid Street. Do you think they're a popular bunch there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we sent smooth-talking Dan out onto the streets and asked them this question. Does anyone hate you? That's the question. We asked 8 people. How many of them would have someone who hated them? Out of 8. Sabina.
Yeah?
What do you think?
I'll say half. Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Becky?
I think people will be less willing to admit it, so I'm going to say 2.
Okay, let's find out now.
Oh!
We went onto the Streets of Stupid and asked them, does anyone hate you?
Is there anyone that really hates you?
I hope not.
Have you got anyone who just really doesn't like you at all?
Probably. I expect everyone does.
Why? What have you done wrong?
I talk a lot, I suppose, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you are quite annoying about that.
There's a girl at my uni that really doesn't like me.
Why not?
This girl has never said a word to me. She hates me.
Is there anyone that hates you?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, I can't say that. They did something bad and I got them back.
So you are quite evil?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone really doesn't like you?
No. Everyone loves me.
Everyone loves me. Wait, so your friend everyone hates, but you everyone loves?
One person. Not everyone, one person.
So why do you think everyone likes you so much?
I don't know, I'm just really happy.
You've got quite vibrant lipstick, so that's probably part of it.
Maybe.
Good morning.
Is there anyone who just hates you?
Probably. Can be quite mean sometimes.
I'm sure there are, yeah. I'm kind of loud and a bit rude sometimes, so...
Loud and rude. One of them.
Yeah.
What do you reckon is the worst thing you have done? Did you cheat on someone?
No.
No. Okay. But you broke. You did. You did. I saw in your eyes.
No.
What have you done?
I haven't done anything. I'm a nice girl.
Does anyone not like you?
Yeah, a few people.
Who?
Old friends.
You did something bad, didn't you? Did you cheat on your best friend's boyfriend or something like that?
It was here X and I went out of him for a day, but...
Oh! It's a bit of an odd question, but okay. Is there anyone who really doesn't like you for some reason?
Oh, a lot of people don't like me.
Why do some people hate you, do you reckon?
I don't know. Maybe I can be too abrupt sometimes, in your face, loud.
Have you ever done anything really nasty, though?
Like, used someone's toothbrush and brushed it in the toilet.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
Oh... Well, that's way more than 4, Sabina, so you're all fine.
Yeah.
I know. Loads of people hate the people on Stupid Street.
I love the investigative journalism of STD there.
Smooth Talking Dan was on form, though. Or should we rename him Mystic Dan?
You did something bad, didn't you? Did you cheat on your best friend's boyfriend or something like that?
It was here X and I went out of him for a day, but...
Oh.
Tell me more. Look into my eyes.
Did you cheat on someone?
No. No.
Okay, but you broke. You did! You did, I saw in your eyes!
No, no.
What have you done?
I haven't done anything, I'm a nice girl.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear sunglasses in the office from now on just so you can't tell what I've been up to.
You need to with Dan being around. Guess who's back for our next game?
It's me.
Yes.
No, yeah, you are.
Factually correct there.
But also pop star Ayaz is back. Yeah, because remember,
Ayaz spies everything with Ayaz's little eye.
It's time for another round of Ayaz Spy.
And this is Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy with Ayaz's little eye.
Love him. Ayaz is back off of iPod stuck on replay. Hi, Ayaz.
Yo, what's up, Scott?
You're okay.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. We ready to play another round of Ayaz Spy?
That's right, Scott. It's my favorite game.
I know.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Ayaz.
You're looking extremely good today.
Thank you.
You're looking fine.
Yeah, all right. Can we...
Enough already.
Get on with the game, please, Ayaz. So, Ayaz tells us something he's spying. You have a guess and tell me what Ayaz spies. Go for it, Ayaz.
Ayaz spies with Ayaz's little eye, something beginning with the letter M.
Okay, Sabina first.
Milkshake?
That was a terrible guess.
Oh.
A monkey.
Nah.
Milk?
Nope.
A marsupial?
Nearly.
Oh.
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 What's a marsupial?
Like a kangaroo, is it?
Oh.
With a pouch.
Close to a marsupial. Remember, Ayaz isn't always strictly correct when he says that. Sabina?
I don't know.
Beginning with M.
I can't think.
Anything.
What begins with M?
Mashed potato.
Man.
Nah, nah, nay.
No.
I'm sticking with mashed potato.
What?
No.
Nah.
Mud.
Ooh, close.
Okay, right. You're close. So we're close to a marsupial and to mud.
My mum?
Nowhere near.
That sounded really bad. I'm really sorry to my mum if she's listening.
So you're calling your mum mud and a marsupial?
Just because it started with M.
Okay.
And I was running out of things to say.
Let me know when you're bored.
Matthew Morrison in the Live Lounge.
Oh, that is a good guess, but...
Nine.
No, wrong.
Is it a meerkat?
A meerkat?
Not a bad guess, but you're wrong.
Okay. Huh. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the answer was I as spied with I as his little I.
Ready?
Oh, yes. Oh, can ice I cream. Have 99, please?
Ice cream. Ice cream. 99. Okay.
That's the ice cream.
The answer is...
Metal detector.
Oh. It was metal detector.
Oh. We're playing with you, meerkat.
I know.
Take it with Ayaz. It's nothing to do with us.
It's nothing to do with us. We didn't invent the game, all right? Take it with Ayaz at your leisure. Okay, it doesn't matter, though, because Sabina, you've still won today. I know what's occurring. Do you want to come back tomorrow?
I've been out here. I've been on quite a lot.
No, of course you are. We always like to have you on.
Oh, okay, cool.
Lovely, then. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
M should have been Moonface.
Oh, M should have been Moonface. thank you very much, Ayaz.
See you later, Becky.
Bye, Ayaz.
Peace out, Rachel.
Who?
And this is IS Spy. IS Spy.
Thanks very much.
IS Spy. IS Spy. IS Spy. IS Spy with IS's little I.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
You know I'm a recovering shopping channel addict. This is a few years ago when I was doing early mornings, and my days used to be pretty much consumed with me watching Price Drop, QVC, all those. You know, the channels that right on the end of your planner, and buying stuff, quite a lot of stuff. And then I'd forget about it, and then a few days I'd had some wine. A few days later, stuff would arrive. Like I bought some carpet cleaner once, had wood floors, and it got really bad. And I remember waking up one day in my house, surrounded by stuff that I bought from various shopping channels, and I thought, this has got to change, Scott. You've got to get yourself out of this mess. And I have, actually, for a good few years now. The ITV1 are not helping a recovering shopping addict channel like myself. Do you know why?
No.
Because they've just gone over the last couple of weeks and put on a shopping channel when I go to bed at night.
Oh, no.
Now, what I can normally do is avoid the shopping channels because they're right at the end of the planner. But when it's on ITV1, you can't. I always put ITV1 because you get Late Night Jeremy Kyle sometimes and you get Night Watch with Steve Scott, which is brilliant, by the way. Get into that. Been on for years now.
I think I used to do some voiceovers for that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Made in Bristol.
Yeah.
Underrated show. Brilliant show.
Yeah, I think I used to do the voiceovers for The Missing People.
Did you?
Yeah.
On Night Watch?
Yeah.
Why did I not know this before? This is one of my favourite shows.
Wait, did you not recognise me?
No, I didn't. Steve Scott's a genius. See, it shows a whole different side to him on that show. When you see him reading the news, ITV News, you're like, yeah, he's quite good. On Night Watch, he comes into his own. Anyway,
so what have you bought so far?
Well, did I nearly buy the 3-brush swivel pavement broom last night? Yes, I did, because it was right there on my face on ITV1. Don't do that to me. And they have bingo games in between.
So shopping and fun.
You get a bit of QVC action, and then you get some bingo, so you can play along. It's brilliant.
Do they have, like, loads of really expensive makeup on there? To buy and stuff?
Yes.
Excellent. What night's that on? Because you need to stay in and watch that.
I don't know. I only discovered this last night.
Do they have anything else that I might want that I could kind of con you into buying for me?
Well, there was a lot of plants on last night. Plants, flowers. There was a flower expert on called Jack, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And he had loads on. Really good. And it was telling you how you could get better blueberries. And that was the top pick this week, and it was down to like £19.99, which is good for better blueberries. Anyway,
ITV... You really, really need to go out more.
Could you really stop putting this on at night time, because it's just not good for someone like me? Think about how I was 5 years ago. I don't want that to happen to me again. My house just full of clutter from your channel.
Your house is going to end up like mine.
It really is, if I carry on.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.